This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Coming up later, a fruitful opportunity for Hertfordshire schools and a quacking good film at St Albans Cathedral. But first, a chance has come up to make one of the key roads in St Albans a more welcoming, a more sustainable and a safer place for those travelling actively or on public transport. Hertfordshire County Council is at the very start of making plans for Victoria Street, the road that runs from St Albans City Station right up to the city centre. And they'd like to hear what is on your wish list. I spoke to Councillor Phil Bibby, Executive Member for Highways and Transport at Hertfordshire County Council, and I started by asking him why Victoria Street in St Albans, with many roads around the county that could do with a little tender loving care, why had Victoria Street been singled out for improvement?
Good evening, Amanda. Pleasure to be here and talk about Victoria Street, which I know is on most people's lips in St Albans. Well, we see this as an opportunity to improve the gateway to the city, because this is the first thing people see when they get to St Albans. It's already been designated through local plans as a priority walking and cycling route, and it's also been designated as a top priority bus route. And there's also safety issues identified at the Alma Road junction affecting vulnerable users. So quite a few reasons why things need to change there.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that those issues have been highlighted and hopefully an opportunity to do something about them. But is there any funding for any of these changes, or are we just at the idea stage at the moment?
It's just an idea stage at the moment, and the project would mean a significant investment in the city centre. Funding could come from a range of sources, such as government grants, for active travel, and public transport, or local development contributions. If developers build houses in the area and there's a need, they will increase the footfall, etc., or the traffic flow, then we can actually ask for contributions to help fund the cost.
Okay, so the money isn't there at the moment, but you're hopeful that there will be money in the foreseeable future for something to be done.
Yes, it's like with anything, to be able to apply for funding from anywhere, you need a robust plan and a reason for doing it. So that this is the first step, really.
Right. Okay, then. So would you like to give us some ideas about what might be possible? I mean, let's start with, I suppose, the big one. Is there any chance of Victoria Street becoming a one-way system? The old one-way system is still something that exists in legend in St Albans, or I suppose even being shut off to traffic completely, and just be open to buses and active transport users?
The first thing I'd say, Amanda, is there's no proposals yet, so people shouldn't think that we've actually decided what we're going to do. To answer your specific question about a one-way system, that's not on our list of possibilities at the moment. And as you say, the one-way system in St Albans is legend. Before my time, I know it was tried and it wasn't a great success, so I'm not so sure we'd be going down that route again. But what improvements could include are such things as more trees and planting, new places to sit, improved signage and wayfinding, artwork and storytelling features, wider pavements, protected cycle lanes, cycle parking, better bus stops and bus priority to support services that operate in and through the city, and accessibility measures, including drop curbs for those less able.
Having spoken to people about these things, I would say that there did seem to be a certain amount of excitement about the idea of there being actual off-road cycle facilities. Would it be possible to have enough space for an actual segregated cycle lane that wasn't just a white line at the side of the road?
Yeah, we're thinking about protected cycle lanes, and yes, there obviously would be space to do those. Otherwise, they wouldn't feature in our initial proposals.
Okay. And as you said, this is an important route between the station and the centre of St Albans, and also between the Alban Way cycle path as well. So this could be an important cycle route, couldn't it?
Absolutely. The Alban Way cycle path is quite a good thing we did a few years ago. And yes, it's all about connectivity, getting from A to B and beyond. So any way we can link cycle routes is what we really want to do as a county council to attract active travel.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned, frankly, some fantastic things there that I think a lot of people would really welcome. Do we have to choose between all of these, or is there a chance actually that a lot of them, trees, cycle paths, nice places to sit?
No, it's basically a suggested menu. As I say, nothing set in stone. Someone might come up with another fantastic idea. So really, we're using this consultation to get people's views before we start designing in earnest.
Okay. I mean, one of the ideas is space for pavement seating for cafes. And I just wondered if you've been in consultation with any local businesses about that, or I suppose indeed about any of other of their requirements. I wonder what they'd said.
I don't know exactly what they said because I've not been involved in consultation, but I can tell you that we have experience at George Street and Market Square, except the High Street, where we've actually looked at providing pedestrian-friendly, low-traffic neighbourhoods. And we did actually look at tables and chairs outside on pavements, very alfresco style, Mediterranean style. I know it's been gaining popularity throughout the country. So definitely we would be asking business for their views, A, how we can help their businesses, and B, how it can prevent their businesses suffering from what we do. So businesses are very integral in any engagement here.
Now, there are definitely businesses on Victoria Street, but increasingly there's people living on Victoria Street as well. There's a new development, new residential development where Cotswolds used to be, the outdoor shop. And so I suppose, you know, increasing number of people do call Victoria Street home. How about things like a little play area, something that will make it feel more homely to the people who live there? Would there be space for that?
Absolutely. Looking at the street, I do use it occasionally. I'm not sure there would be a place on the street, but perhaps somewhere behind some buildings, etc., for play area. I mean, if that's suggested, that's something we would look to see if we can do it, if it was feasible. I, hand on heart, can't really say whether I could see that happening myself, but who knows? I don't know St Albans intimately like these people do, and they can come up with some suggestions where we can place these things for them.
Okay, so let's talk about the consultation itself. Are there any groups in particular that you would like to see responding?
Local residents in St Albans who use St Albans city centre and perhaps use a station, commute to the station, people that commute into St Albans, businesses that line Victoria Street and beyond, and also local residents that now and the future. So everyone really we would regard as a stakeholder. We're working very closely with the St Albans District Council, and they're fully supportive of the proposed changes, whatever they may be, but they agree that something would ideally happen along Victoria Street to make it a nicer place to travel for all road users.
Okay. So there is an online consultation, which is nice and easy to fill in. But can people respond in other ways? If they've got some detailed plans, is there anybody that they could email, or can they feedback in other ways if they're not keen to do it online?
We have an active travel section or staff within the Herts County Council, so they can email in if they wish with detailed plans. Yes, there's never a problem in actually people making suggestions.
Okay. And then once the consultation is closed, can you tell me how all the responses will be dealt with, how they will feed into any plans?
We will look at them. We will look to see what the suggestions are, how many people support them. If there's anything we've provisionally thought of that's a no-go, we'll scrap that. So we'll really sort of design a scheme around what the residents and commuters actually say to us, rather than us designing a scheme and saying to them, what do you want? When we have actually come up with their plans, we will then actually consult informally, engage informally, say, okay, this is what you said, this is how we interpret it, this is what we suggest we might be able to do. And then we will get into the nitty-gritty when people say, well, I don't quite like that, it doesn't quite work the way I thought it might do. So we will develop the designs as we go on. I mean, as I say, going back to the example of St Albans, around the Abbey, George Street, etc., we were very cognizant to actually talk to everyone, all resident groups, all businesses, etc. Some things worked, some things didn't work. We did trial certain things because we weren't quite sure whether they work or not. Some have been shelved, some have been taken forward. So it's really a case of getting the right thing for the area.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. And I just wondered whether there are plans for possible improvements of a similar kind for other key roads in Hertfordshire towns.
Yes, we are looking all across the county to actually see how we can actually improve the active travel element, as it were, to make it people friendly, walking friendly, cycling friendly. It's all down to funding, as I say, but this is not the only thing we're looking at. We're looking at all over the county to see what we can do to improve matters. Rippensworth High Street, for example, Buntingford High Street, for example, you know.
Lovely. Well, there should be other consultations for us to look out for so that we can have our say on whatever is our local area and which is our local important road. Councillor Bibby, thank you so much for telling us about that.
My pleasure.
I was talking there to Councillor Phil Bibby, Executive Member for Highways and Transport at Hertfordshire County Council. Now, you've got until the 12th of November to feed into the Victoria Street consultation, and I'll make sure that that link to the consultation goes into the notes that accompany the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Or alternatively, you can go along to an exhibition on Wednesday the 30th of October between 4 and 7 at Marlborough Road Church, where you'll get the opportunity to see some of the suggestions that Hertfordshire County Council have and to give your feedback. Now, I've got a couple of things that might interest you, particularly if you have or know some school-aged children. Firstly, Veolia, who deal with our waste and recycling here in Hertfordshire, got in touch to say that their giveaway project, Orchard, is open for applications once again. This scheme invites schools to increase biodiversity by growing their own strawberries or nurturing their own orchard of fruit trees. Now, Veolia tell me that since 2022, Veolia Orchard has delivered 25 fruit trees and 10 strawberry plants to 6 schools across the county. This local network is just a small part of a whole family of 1,085 trees and 780 strawberry plants steadily growing at 291 schools across the whole UK. They say that their initiative, which was launched in 2022 with fruit trees donated to schools in order to give young people a chance to experience the benefits of engaging with nature as well as improving local biodiversity. And building on its initial success in 2023, the scheme expanded to include strawberry plants, ensuring that urban schools with limited outdoor green space could also participate. Now, each orchard comprises of either 5 trees or 10 strawberry plants per school, an individual component of a much wider network, like they say. Now, schools can apply online until the 8th of November. Successful candidates will then hear back from the 25th of November, with deliveries taking place in spring 2025. Schools can also opt for an interactive planting event where Veolia's experts guide students through their planting whilst educating them on the orchard's long-term benefits to the community and environment. Well, that does sound like a nice idea, doesn't it? We all do like fruit, strawberries, apples, that sort of thing. And how nice to be able to see how they're grown right there at school. Again, you'll find the link that you need to make an application to Veolia Orchard in the podcast notes. My next bit of news is that Hertfordshire and Middlesex Wildlife Trust have announced that they will be supporting the Alban Film Week with a screening of a family-friendly film entitled Migration. This year's Alban Film Week celebrates the 10th anniversary of the St Albans Film Festival, with a mix of screenings and special events being held at St Albans Cathedral. Now, the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust say that they're going to be partnering with the Cathedral and the Film Festival for this screening of Migration on Friday, the 1st of November. Now, they say that Migration is an animation and the film tells the story of a family of ducks who leave the safety of their New England pond to go on holiday of a lifetime to Jamaica, experiencing some highs and lows along the way. Now, the film will be shown in the half-term school holidays, and the Trust really hopes that it's going to attract a new generation of younger nature lovers who are much needed by the natural world when the State of Nature Report 2023 highlights that one in six species in Great Britain is at risk of extinction. Now, the Trust say that they've forged a relationship with the Cathedral in their joint interest of the peregrine falcons that you'll remember have bred at the Cathedral since 2022. And to celebrate this, the huge peregrine puppets, which made their debut in the Alban Pilgrimage earlier this year, they're going to be at the west end of the Cathedral, at the entrance there, to greet film goers. And to add to the experience, the Wildlife Trust is encouraging attendees to dress up as their favourite animal, and they're going to award a prize for what is judged to be the best outfit on the day. Do you know, it does sound like quite an event, doesn't it, with lots of excited children all dressed up as animals. I do hope some grown-ups will be taking part and joining into the swing of things too. Anyway, apparently excited children will be kept amused before the film starts with an on-screen nature quiz as well, and there's going to be booklets and giveaways and things like that, as well as opportunities for families to take up family membership of the Trust, of course. So all that family fun is going to take place at St Albans Cathedral on Friday the 1st of November, and you can book your tickets on the events page of the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website. Well, it would be lovely to hear from you as always. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. So I'm going to be back with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.